You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. And it's time for us to play some Rattle Off. Let's get to the phones. The very first person to get through was Kelby. Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kelby.
Kelby. What's the origin of that name?
I believe it's Irish.
Irish.
But you don't know?
No, sir. All I know is my mama got it out of a baby book.
All right. She just closed her eyes and pointed, and I like it. Kelby.
Yeah.
It's a solid name.
What do you do for a living, Kelby?
I work at Amazon.
Huh. Good.
You a delivery person? Are
Thank
you packing?
You.
What are you doing?
I work in the warehouse. I do the boxing and stowing and stuff like that.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah.
We order a lot from Amazon. You're working your butt off, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Sometimes it's pretty remarkable how it's just exactly the right size box.
Isn't it crazy? It tells them, though, on the screen, right? There's a little screen that tells you what box, right?
Although, I will tell you that I don't think it was Amazon. It was some other delivery, but this box came in. It was a really large box and a tiny little thing inside.
What?
With all that, you know, the foam, not the foam, but the, you know, those plastic.
The bubble things, right?
The bubble,
shove
the big
in there?
Giant
the
bubble things.
Yeah.
The but popcorn
things. No, it wasn't the popcorn. It's those.
The bubble
things.
The
inflatable
inflate.
Bubble.
You throw them on the ground and your kids jump on them when you get the package. You
yeah,
know?
What are those called,
the
Kelby?
Annoying. They're called
no,
annoying.
It's not even technically bubble. Anyway, the point is, you could have put like 15 of these things in this box.
What's
and I
going
thought,
on there? Maybe they were out. They were
I
out of small boxes.
I think they ran out of small boxes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that. It's crazy. I've had a little like USB drive and like a 5-foot box. It seemed like.
Oh, I would so do that on purpose. I would so do. You ever like sneak extra things into the packages too and send them out?
I just
do.
For fun?
No.
I do
no,
that too. Give them something extra.
Like a payday bar or something like that, you know? Just...
I wish somebody would slide a check into my little box.
A check. A little extra check. All right, yeah.
You know what would be hilarious? And I'm not kidding. The next time, because I don't think you'd get in trouble for this. The next time you pack something, just put a $1 bill in the box. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to take $1 out of your wallet and just randomly put
like...
it in a box. And that would be a story that would probably go viral. That
it
somebody
would.
Opened it up and it was their little package of, you know, like a paperback book that they ordered and a $1 bill.
I think that's exactly what I'm going to do then.
Do it.
Sounds pretty fun.
Do it today.
I'm challenging you to do that today, Kelby. And then... Let's wait and see if this makes the news.
I would love for that to happen. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Fair enough.
I'll share the credit with y'all.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you better. All right, here we go. We're going to play Rattle Off. Here's how it works, Kelby. We give you a category, and you have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of it, okay?
Already.
All right. In 10 seconds, we're looking for 5 bands. We're looking for 5 music bands who have a location in their name. In other words, it's a band that has a location in their name. Ready and go.
I know Florida Georgia Line's one for sure. Georgia Boys, it's a country rapper.
There's 2.
Oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
You really liked your country music.
Country
there's,
twang.
There's Alabama. They're in there.
Oh, man.
Come on.
The band Chicago. There's the band Boston.
America. Europe.
There is a band America. Called Europe. Yeah,
yeah.
Kelby, well, you didn't win today, but at least we gave you a killer idea for your next shipment today, okay?
Have fun with that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. At least I can have that to look forward to. I'm still a winner in one way.
And now, listen.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, do us a big favor. I want you to call us back tomorrow and tell us what else was in the box, okay?
I am actually off the next 2 days, but I can call back on Saturday after
well,
I get off.
Hold on, you have to call.
Well, we won't be here after Friday. We're on vacation for a week. So
never mind.
At some point, call us and let us know what was in the box, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely worth doing it.
All right.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you all very much. Have a good day, too.
Bye, buddy. Bye-bye.
He sounded like a good old boy, didn't he?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Shake his hand.
Don't you want to be the person who... Megan, wouldn't you love to be the person who opens that Amazon box and there's a dollar sitting in there?
Oh, I was totally thinking that. I order way too much from Amazon. I had a grocery delivery, a Prime delivery, and a normal delivery all at my house. So I had, like, my house was covered in Amazon. It's actually pretty embarrassing.
They know you, don't they?
Oh, they do.
I just think, think that'd be hilarious. What do you do for a living, Megan?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. How many do you got?
I have four, ranging from 13 to 1.
Oh, you are a busy mama bear.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I always ask, what's for dinner tonight, Mom?
We're doing spaghetti and meatballs.
Nice. Okay. I made spaghetti last night. So good. You know what's funny is we always, 100% of the time, open up our cabinets and we've got like three or four jars of spaghetti sauce in there.
Mm-hmm.
I had everything out last night. The noodles, the Italian sausage, some ground beef, the garlic bread, everything. Mm-hmm. I go to open up the cupboard, no spaghetti sauce.
No pasta at all.
No, we had pasta, but no spaghetti sauce.
Oh, no sauce.
No sauce. Doesn't everybody keep like four or five jars of sauce on hand at all times?
You got to learn how to make it from scratch.
I know, but you know what? It was a busy night. I needed something quick.
Or you know what else? Just the buttered sketty, you know?
Buttered. Yeah, but I had the meat going and everything.
So what? Have you never had buttered noodles with meat?
Oh, I have.
With meat?
My mouth was all ready for marinara.
It's a special treat, though.
You know what we had to do? We had to text our next-door neighbor and say, do you have a jar of spaghetti sauce we could borrow?
Did they?
Yep. So I owe him a jar.
Was it a good kind, though?
It was like a Newman's Own. It was fine.
Oh, that's good. That's fine.
It was tasty, so now I owe him a jar of sauce.
I owe you a jar of sauce.
It's weird.
Now, you know, if they gave you that, the Newman's Own, then go get just some rinky-dink, you know,
some
generic
Prego
brand to take it back to them.
Some Ragu.
That's not nice.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready, Megan?
I hope so.
All right.
Don't overthink this. This is easier than you think, okay? The letter is O, as in olive, as in opportunity. O, Ohio. The letter is O. And what I'm looking for are five words that end in the letter O.
Oh.
Five words that end with O. You can do it. Ready? And start.
Cappuccino, progetto, allegro. Oh, my gosh. How many am I at?
It's funny that Dom gave you the tease of Ohio.
And I also,
you missed that one.
And I also usually always say ready and go, but this time I said ready and start so that you would say go.
Go, no, so.
Here's the one that'll, go, no, two, two, and two.
Two, Oreo.
Oh, man.
Darn it, Megan.
We had fun talking with you. I hope the spaghetti is great tonight, okay?
Me too.
Okay.
Thanks
for listening.
Megan.
Bye.
Good thing is spaghetti sauce.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing today?
What am I doing? I am working.
What do you do? What do you do for work?
I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer.
Who are you suing today?
Dom.
Nobody.
Who do you want to sue today?
Oh, there's lots out there.
What kind of law do you practice?
I do criminal defense and civil rights litigation.
Wow. My goodness. So, a buddy of mine, a lifelong lawyer, and he was a litigator for cases that involved insurance companies. So people who would sue insurance companies, he was in the courtroom defending insurance companies. He said he kind of felt like a scumbag.
Yeah,
I can see that.
But if you're a criminal defense, I mean, you're like Perry Mason. You're the female Perry Mason, aren't you?
Well, that was the point of going to law school, to defend the unjustly accused.
There you go.
Like Josh on our show, we're accusing him of crap all the time.
He could use a good defense.
Yes, he could.
He could use Lisa on his side.
That's right.
You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Oh, we shall see. Yes.
Okay. In 10 seconds, we're looking for five things that you traditionally might do in retirement. Five things if you were retired that you might do to, you know, pass your day. Ready and go.
Golf, travel, eat in restaurants, learn to cook, learn a foreign language, go visit children, visit.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. That's plenty. Yep. And you're a winner!
Yay!
Good job, Lisa.
Thank you.
Do you think you'll be looking forward to retirement, or are you going to be one of those people who never wants to stop working?
Yeah, I think I'd go nuts at retirement.
Same here. Yeah. I'm never going to
be bored.
Yeah.
You're absolutely delightful. I hope you win your case today, okay?
Thank you.
stand by, and Josh will tell you about that prize.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you spending your mornings with us.
All right.
Well, that was actually quite fun today.
Yeah, that was a good one.